Hello.
Hello, I'm calling from Georgia Opinion Surveys. I'm not selling anything. I'm conducting a voluntary opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. What is the year of your birth, ma'am?
56.
56? Thank you for your answer. And what is your race, white, black, or African-American, American Indian, or last name?
Black.
Thank you for your answer, ma'am. In politics today, do you consider yourself a Republican, Democrat, or Independent?
A Democrat.
Do you consider yourself a strong or not a strong Democrat?
Strong.
What is the highest level of school you have completed or the highest degree you have received?
Postgraduate?
Okay. And what, and next are some questions about things that are going on in your community and the country. When thinking about the direction in which Georgia is headed, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, somewhat satisfied, somewhat unsatisfied, or very unsatisfied in the direction in which Georgia is headed?
Somewhat.
You are somewhat satisfied or unsatisfied?
Somewhat satisfied.
Okay, thank you. Do you approve or disapprove the way, the job Brian Kemp is doing as governor? Patty Ann, would you say strongly or somewhat approve or disapprove?
Somewhat approval.
Somewhat approve?
Yes.
Okay, thank you for your answer. How favorable or unfavorable are your opinions for each of the following? Using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you are very warm and favorable towards them, 5 means that you feel neither warm or cold, and 0 means that you are very cold and unfavorable towards them. You may use any number from 0 to 1 to 10 and on how you feel. If you don't know or you have never heard of that person or group, tell us that as well. Ron DeSantis.
Say it again. Ron DeSantis.
Ron, yes.
0.
Kamala Harris.
I haven't heard of Bernard Harris.
Kamala Harris.
Oh, yes. 8.
8? Okay. All right. Thank you for your answer. Donald Trump?
0.
Tim Scott?
Zero.
Joe Biden?
Six.
Brian Kemp?
6.
Republicans in Congress?
5.
Thank you for your answers. No matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much do you feel that your vote has to make a change in issues that matter to you? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that your vote has no power at all, and 10 means that your vote has a lot of power to make change on issues that matter to you.
Okay.
Okay. Please rate your vote on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that your vote has a lot of power, and 0 means that your vote has no power at all.
Okay, go ahead.
No, what on that? Do you feel?
What was the first question?
The question was to please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that your vote has no power at all, and 10 means that your
vote. I think
my
vote has
a lot
of power. 10.
Okay, thank you for your answer, ma'am. No matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much Howard, do you feel the black community has to make changes on issues that matter to most of their community? Please rate on the amount of power you feel your community has on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that the black community has no power at all, and 10 means that the black community has a lot of power to make changes on issues that matter most to your community.
10.
Thank you for your answer. And how would you describe the black political power since 2020? Would you say it is much more powerful, somewhat more powerful? There is no difference. It's somewhat less powerful and much less powerful.
And I heard the selections, but what was the question? I'm sorry, repeat the question again.
How would you describe black political power since 2020?
Powerful.
Okay. And somewhat or much more?
Much more.
Since 2020. Okay. Thank you for your answer. Okay, now it's a little way off, but as it stands now, how likely are you to vote in a November 5th, 2024 general election for president, Congress, and other state and local offices? Using on a scale from 0 to...
A 10, because I always vote, so that's... I always vote.
Okay. Okay, thank you for your answer. Now, will you say you care a great deal, a little bit, not that much, or you don't care at all who is elected president in 2024?
Oh, I care.
A great deal or a bit?
A great deal.
Thank you for your answers. Now, if the November 5th, 2024 general elections for president, Congress, and other state and local offices were held today, would you vote for Joe Biden, Donald Trump, a third party candidate? Would you not vote for president, or are you undecided?
Unfortunately, I would vote for Joe Biden.
Can you answer? Now, for something a little different, has your life gotten better, gotten worse, or stayed about the same since Joe Biden became president?
About the same.
Now, I'm going to read you a list of issues, and I want you to rate each of
would
them.
You say we're 50%? Hey. Would you say we're 50%, 75%, or 85% through with this survey?
We are about almost getting to 40%.
Ooh, is that long?
Yeah. Well, I'll make it as quick as possible. I could read it a little bit quicker if you like. I'll make
okay.
any time. We do appreciate your time, ma'am. And remember,
okay.
your opinion does count and matter to make changes. All right, ma'am. Now, I'm going to read you a list of issues, and I want you to rate each one of them on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that it definitely should be one of the Democrats' top priorities to improve your community, and 0 means that it definitely should not be one of the Democrats' top priorities to improve your community. You can choose
okay.
any number between 0 to 10. Student loan debt?
A 10.
Climate change.
8.
Healthcare.
10 plus.
Abortion. Access.
You say access to abortion?
Abortion access.
8.
Jobs and wages.
10.
Reducing racism and discrimination.
10.
Thank you for your answer. Now, I'm going to read you a list of issues, and I want you to rate them on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that the issue has definitely been on one of the Democrats' top priorities to improve your community, and 0 means that it has definitely not been one of the Democrats' top priorities to improve your community. You can choose any number between 0 to 10. Student loan. Student loan debt, okay. Climate change,
eight.
Okay. healthcare?
And I'm sorry, I'm answering this portion is saying how favorable
now,
I am.
No, this question is saying that I'm reading you a list of issues, okay, on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that the issue has definitely been on the Democrats' top priorities to improve your community, and 0 means that it definitely has not been one of the Democrats.
Okay, gotcha. Okay, my answers remain the same. Go ahead. Uh-huh.
Okay, healthcare?
10.
10. Abortion access?
8.
Jobs and wages?
10.
Reducing racism and discrimination?
10.
Now I'm going to read you a list of laws the Biden administration and Democrats in Congress have passed over the past 3 years. For each law, please tell me if it has impacted or will impact your life a great deal, a fair amount, not that much, or not at all. Here we go with the first one. The Department of Justice the Department of Justice just recently charged the 5 Memphis officers responsible for killing Tyrone Nichols with federal civil rights violations.
Somewhat.
A great deal, a fair amount, not that much, or not at all.
Deal. A fair amount.
The American Rescue Plan committed over $40 billion to expand the American workforce by improving the diversity in apprentice programs and expanding access to workforce for underserved populations. A great deal, a fair amount,